Hi all, this is Miracles Manifesting, and it has been almost a year since I have done a podcast. So welcome. Welcome to you. Welcome back to me. I officially welcome myself back. So, how is it going? I want to continue to do podcasts and do videos under Miracles Manifesting and talk about things related to healing and transformation, positive transformation and transmutation, shifting into a better place with whatever we are dealing with in the moment, right? So I hope to talk about and share wisdom and helpful tips and things to focus on through the hard times. So I wanted to talk today about, I think, fear, because fear has been in my heart and on my mind recently, just last night and today. Now, historically, I have dealt with fear issues for much of my life, and I actually healed a lot of it, and I'm now able to shift it more easily and deal with it pretty quickly and appropriately. And it kind of snuck up on me again last night. Now, when it comes to fear issues, I think it's the kind of thing that is going to require lifelong maintenance, kind of like addiction issues and anger issues. So it's okay when it does come back around for me to work with it again. I think I just have to make peace with that. So sometimes I can feel overstimulated with loud noises, engine noises, and that kind of thing. So that, I think, is what started this sort of fearful, the emotions creeping up. And it's a weird, it's like a icy draft on my heart, you know, like you can feel it coming. I mean, I can feel it coming. I'm assuming I'm not alone in that. So that's when to really, you know, that's when it's time to reach into my toolbox and nip it in the bud as much as possible. Now, what works for me is praying. Praying is number one, really. To God, universal energy, source, spirit, whatever word you choose to define love. It's an all-powerful, all-encompassing love. You know, go for it. I believe that this, the word God is basically shorthand for good. One can think about it in that way if it is helpful. And I also believe that the divine love that can be found in all these different worldwide religions and spiritual traditions, it is basically the same experience that goes by different names. So I like to use the word God because there are so many people who have been who have religious wounding around the word God. So it took a long time for me personally to get more comfortable using that word, but I believe it's a word for everyone. So, at any rate, praying to, you know, whatever works for you as an individual in terms of a loving source. So it can be certainly ancestors who have passed on, a beloved family member. I believe that we also have different angels and spirit guides and angel guardians who are available to us just with a word or a thought or a gesture. So I would recommend certainly working with that a little bit. And so if praying is a difficult experience, just kind of calm the mind, calm the heart, and just think energetically about love. And pray to love. Pray to that emotion itself. Reach for something higher. Whatever the next higher rung of the ladder is out of the pit of despair, reach for that and ask for help. And you can even say, you know, I'm unfamiliar with you, universal energy, you know, but I'm interested in having some help here, and you know, let's start a combo. So again, whether it's like, you can even say, I'd like to get to know you better, my guardian angels. And so God, universal energy, again, source, spirit. So I think that is, of course, the first step to take out of fear. Meditation techniques, calming the mind, listening to music, nurturing, anything that's nurturing. And you know what? It's interesting, because these past few nights, I have watched more violent movies than I usually do. I actually have not watched violent movies for ages. I mean, it's been like a super long time, because I don't enjoy it. And I've been, I think, more stressed out lately. So I accepted going and watching some movies. And all the movies seem to be violent nowadays. You know, I have issue with that. That, frankly, that really, really frustrates me. Because I was on, you know, there are all kinds of platforms. There's Hulu, there's Netflix, etc. And I'm looking through movies to watch. And I kid you not, several of these movies, at least two, were defined as comedy. Comedy! And they all had to do with, like, violent killing going on, and there were gruesome scenes and like serial killer in one and stuff, and both actually. The plot line, the second one, it turned out to be like not true. I mean, the person thought there was a serial killer and there actually wasn't, but the point is the scenes happened where, you know, where they misunderstood what was happening. But both of them had this like violent undertone, right, of killing and torture and whatever else. So I'm thinking to myself, what? And they were supposed to be romantic comedies. And they were defined as such. Like, I don't get it. So I'm really frustrated with the quality of today's entertainment. And I don't understand why everything has to be so violent all the time. So that's number one. I think that can affect our emotional state and mental state. And that is not too far of a reach, right? I mean, certainly. And I think that has added to why I started to, why I had like a fear fallback. Because I probably, it didn't help that I was like allowing these images and these mental things playing out in my mind, right? These stories. So there's that. So when it comes to nurturing, pick things that feel good. So usually what I try to do is I actually watch reality programs that feature people who are working really hard, like Project Runway, which is an example of one of the shows where these individuals get picked to be in this competition, and then every episode they are tasked with having to design and sew an outfit. And it's usually extremely hard, and part of the drama of the whole thing is how these people cope with stress, how they cope with stress, and how they keep themselves moving when they are so tired from working so hard. And then, of course, to see their creativity, what comes out of it. So there's drama because, of course, people, you know, everyone gets stressed out because it's so tiring, and it's a competitive atmosphere and what have you. But that's okay. That's okay for me. And I really admire, it helps to inspire me, because these people are just so gifted. I like to see people who are gifted, who are committing themselves to their passion. So that excites me. And that there are baking shows, you know, there are different ways, different shows in which this can be shown. Renovation shows, whatever. So that's an example of something. But again, and then when in trying to calm down and work through and shift fear, I think it's good to that we can turn to things that make us happy as individuals. Like what is there that is enjoyable to do, right? That's also can be a source of sustaining kind of healing, I think. I think it can be really healing. So, if you don't have something that you enjoy doing, your job is to find out what that is. And so right now, okay, so we have praying can help with fear, watching what we watch and allow into our minds can help with fear, nurturing activities that includes food, drinking lots of water, sleep, and then enjoy doing something that we enjoy that feels good, and focusing on also clearing out the brain, the mind, and focusing on a higher vibration of emotional experience, whatever that is, even if it's just not feeling anything, even if it's like numb, which is fine, or just, you know, being in the middle is better than being on the more, I tend to think of emotional states as being like negative, middle, positive. And negative is the more, it's the fear, it's depression, it's anxiety, it's anger, jealousy, guilt, shame, that kind of stuff. Positive is happiness, peace, tranquility, satisfaction, kindness, compassion, that kind of thing. And then the middle is just kind of being clear, which is, there ain't nothing wrong with that. So being clear, and like a lake, you know, that can reflect, or like a window pane that's been cleaned of fingerprints and muck. So, and then the window pane can allow sunlight to shine in and through, and then we have rainbow prisms. See? So, I remember too, back when I did my the podcasts previously, this is a lot of the same thing that I said back then. I would always talk about like peace and calm and praying and meditation, even back then. So that is still the drum that I'm beating. So in ending this podcast, I'm going to look through a book here. It's called Ralph Bloom's Little Book of Runic Wisdom, and I'm just going to randomly pick a page and then read it. So, what do we have here? Kneading produces inner turmoil more effectively than projecting our fantasies and fears onto another person. To the extent that we believe our fantasies are real, we are bound to suffer. We will be disillusioned because reality will have its way, which is not necessarily a bad thing. For only when we are stripped of our illusions about our partners are we finally able to see them, accept them, and love them as they truly are. So this is a relationship insight. And when the term fantasies, I think, is illusions. They talk about illusions. So nothing produces inner turmoil more effectively than projecting our illusions and fears onto another person. Interesting. It does have the word fear in it, which is the theme of today's podcast. So think about what we are projecting. If, to the extent that we believe our illusions are real, we are bound to suffer. So think about what we're projecting in terms of our fears. I mean, because it's not the engine noises themselves that make me fearful. It's the fact that I don't know, it's some kind of like some negative, you know, individual could be behind that engine noise, because I find trucks to often have these like kind of predatory engine sounds, and sometimes I can find it disruptive because I tie the engine sound to the individual who might be driving around, right? So it all comes down to fear of my like safety, which is, I mean, it's all like just leaps from like one irrational thing to the next, to the next, and next. Now, what I'm trying to say is hearing an engine sound and then jumping to like my personal safety being in jeopardy is a pretty big leap. And so it causes me to suffer. So reality will have its way, which is not necessarily a bad thing. So strip ourselves of our illusions and finally see them, accept them, and love them as they truly are. So the next time when experiencing fear, try to get down to what it's really all about and try to see, like, work it out rationally. Is this rational? Certainly, if it is, then it's time to do action steps, to figure out a plan, problem solve, do critical thinking, that sort of thing. But a lot of the time, we, I think, as people and individuals, we're now very overwhelmed, overstimulated, highly sensitive, and we tend to leap to these oversensitive conclusions that aren't overly sensitive conclusions that aren't based in reality. So let's all do what we can to understand that much of the time we could be projecting stuff onto the situation, and try to really sit down, get calm, get balanced, and work it out, and work it out in, through prayer, meditation, or mindful techniques. Okay, all right. Well, I hope that was helpful, and stay tuned for more. I'm going to try to do these podcasts every Sunday, and also start uploading videos on new YouTube channel called Miracles Manifesting. Look up miraclesmanifesting.com. I am going to be doing some new things that I'm excited about in the future, and more about that soon. So, again, thanks so much, and be safe, be well. Mwah.